弟兄姐妹们平安，
平安。
非常高兴在主日的早晨我们能够一起在这边敬拜主因为今天有很多我们来在我们当中的朋友是讲英文的，所以下面的信息呢是由英文来传讲because in respecting of many English speaking guests the message today will be delivered in English. I'd like to welcome again everybody. And this is really a special day. It's a joyful day for all of us. And this is a day that not only the angels in the heaven will sing for joy, because there are people on the earth that will receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. So the scripture tells us that this is a joyful day, and not only on the earth, but also on the heaven. So today there are actually two accounts. There are two things that we can be joyful for. The first one, the foremost, is that today is a special holy day, and some people say it's a holiday as well for all the Christians around the world. So today is being called Easter, but you know, we call this as the day of Jesus Christ resurrected by our God from death. So he did have a victory over death, which many people feared about. So that's the good news. And the second one is that there are several our brothers and sisters among us that have pledged that they will receive Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord of the life. So this is a special joyful day for our congregation. So we're going to have a baptism ceremony for the brothers and sisters that who receive Christ. And also that we have one sister, Chen Lu, and she like to come to our church, and even though that she was baptized before, but we like to welcome her to join us so we can serve together. So I'd like to welcome everybody, and we're going to delay the welcoming for those new guests a little bit later after the baptism. So we're going to have the message first. So let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. And this is a day that Christ has raised from dead. And through the mighty power of our God, and he has shown us that a victory over death through Jesus Christ. And we praise for this. And because of Jesus Christ's victory over death, and give us hope that we all can be resurrected after we're buried. So today, as we come forward, and we thank you that this good news being preached among the world, we also that through the scripture reading and message today, that your gospel will be heard, and give us the spirit of wisdom and the revelation, so we can truly know your word and your heart and mind in each one of us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So today's message is about union with Christ. Union with Christ. And you know that there are three major days that Christians in this country, okay, I emphasize in this country, celebrate. Do you know which are the three days? Everybody knows that Christmas, right? And in this country, people are also celebrating Thanksgiving, okay? And then there's another day, which is today, okay, Easter. And you know, according to Bible, and there's no such day as Thanksgiving, okay? Thanksgiving is a purely America phenomena. But being a Christian, you really like to Thanksgiving God on every day, okay? Because it's hands upon us. And in terms of Christmas, and you know, this word of Christmas is not in the Bible, but we do celebrate it, because that's the day that Jesus Christ was born, right? So, interestingly, from scripture, from Bible, and you cannot find a specific day of Jesus Christ was born. And there's a reason for it. I mentioned to you that there's another more important day that Christ and Jesus, God, want us to observe, and that's today, okay? And today is the day that Jesus Christ was raised or resurrected from dead. There's a significant meaning for this. We're going to talk about it today, right? And this is the week that we call in Old Testament, called what week? Passover week, right? So, and also that in New Testament, starting last Sunday, last Sunday is also a special day related to a branch of trees. What's the tree? It's a palm, right? Palm Sunday. So Palm Sunday is the day that Christ rode on a donkey and entering the gate, a gate of the city of Jerusalem, and then heading toward the cross. And Jesus was crucified in the Friday afternoon, as everybody knows that in this week, a couple thousand years ago, right? And a little over 2,000 years ago, and he was crucified. But after 3 days, and that is today and this morning, a couple thousand years ago again, and he was resurrected. Okay, he was not bounded by death, and he have a victory over death, which many of us has feared through our whole life. So this week we're celebrating, even though we call it Easter, many kids like to do the egg hunt and among other things, chase rabbit and so on. But we know that we have a more significant meaning behind it. Okay, that's which we're celebrating. So that's the first thing that we really be joyful today. And then the second thing is that, as I mentioned, that there will be baptism. Okay, there's three brothers, sisters among us, and Canon Wong, and Emily Wong, and Vincent. So, and we'll talk about their baptism, but I'd like to start it with the message today. You know, why we're spending so much time, put in so much effort of preaching gospel? Why we're spending so much time? Some people believe or even see that Christians are crazy, okay? And it looks like you're working for something that you don't get a return on this earth. What's going on? All right, so that's something that Christians can see, but the people on this world who are not in Christ cannot see, because they see the value. They see the value that goes eternal, but the people on this earth only sees the value bounded by the lifetime. So we're working on something that really lasts all to the future, right? So in this particular message, that the golden verse that we read this morning give us a clue on why we're doing this. Okay, give us a clue on why we're doing this. So if you have a program in your hand, because the golden verse was read in Chinese, so I'd like to everybody, if you can read English, please take your program here. Okay, I'd like you to read together on this English verse, English translation of the so-called great command, or great commandment. All right, so there's projection on the wall, right? So there are three verses from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, which is the last chapter of the gospel, and verse 18-20. So let's read together, okay? And so, because the message will be centered around this the great commandment. Okay, let's go together. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So the great commandment, there's action and there's a promise. Okay. The actions has three parts. As you read this, what are the actions? And this is the last command that when Jesus Christ was on the earth, after resurrected Sunday, and he dispatched his disciples and his believers to go out, to send out the gospel, to send out the good news to the rest of the world, right? So the first one is, go ye therefore. So the Christian is not supposed to sit there and just wait, not just to sit there and wait to be moved to the heaven. Okay, that's the greatest thing that will happen to all the believers. But we're supposed to go, right? Preaching the gospels. We're not supposed to hold the good news to ourselves. Okay, to hold the good news close our chest and not let everybody have it. So this is the world value, but the value of the Christian is that you go out. So the action here is that you go. Go to do what? Okay, then there are three commands here. The first one is that teach all nations, right? Not just teach locally, teach all nations. That means the gospel has to be preached from that little city of Jerusalem. Do you know what this city of Jerusalem means? The Jerusalem have a two word, Jeru and Salem. Okay, it literally means the foundation of peace. Okay, foundation of peace, that's what it means. From this foundation of peace that you go out to let people know, go to all nations. So that's why that in the scripture it tells us that the gospel has to be preached from Jerusalem to Samaria is like from Brooklyn to the state of New York and to the utmost part of the earth that go out, right? So a Christian is supposed to obey this command. So this is the first command that Jesus Christ tells his disciples says. So that's the first one. Okay, how about the second one? The second one is baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And it tells us the central belief of our faith. Okay, the central belief of our faith is that we believe the God of Trinity. Okay, the word of Trinity means that there are three persons, but there's one God. There's only one God, but there are three persons. Okay, this is something that we cannot find analogy on this earth. Okay, how can you have a 3-1? Okay, you cannot find example analogy. Absolutely not. Okay, over the course of my 30 years of study Bible, I couldn't find analogy, and all the analogy are short of the true Trinity. Okay, but the Bible tells us the God we believe is the God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. So after you receive God, and which you receive God the Father and Jesus Christ as God the Son and Holy Spirit, and you start to walk your Christian life on this earth, and you're going to learn more about this God, okay, and this God of Almighty. So the second command is that for those who believe Jesus Christ is their Savior, believe God is the Almighty, is the Trinity God, you need to get baptized if you can, okay? But if you are so sick, you sleep on the bed and you doesn't have the strength to even stand, and then it doesn't take your salvation away. But still, if you are able to comply, it's a Jesus Christ's commandment. It's a binding for all the believers that who like to receive Jesus Christ have to come forward. We're going to talk about more just a few minutes later on what does this mean. So that's the second command, right? The third command in this golden verse is what? Teaching them to observe all things. Teaching them to observe all things. Why he says all things? That whatsoever I have commanded you. So this is Jesus Christ speaking, right? He rode the donkey and was crucified. He was a servant when he was on this earth. But right after he was raised from the dead, he's actually a king. Not only a king, but he's a king of the kings, okay? He owns this earth. This is his property. We are his creation, and he owns it. So he speak like a king of kings speaking. Whatsoever I commanded you, you got to follow, you got to observe, right? And you see that. So he immediately changed from the humble servant because his dad wanted to save us. And now he has a position of King of Kings and also a high priest, and also he is a prophet. Okay, he's a prophet. So he has the three positions. So that's why he commanded that everything that I command you, you have to observe. What does observe mean? Observe means to do it, right? In the plain English, to do it. So being a Christian, after you receive Jesus Christ, you cannot keep those information as a very simple knowledge in your brain. Okay, you got to do it, you got to go, and you got to observe. Okay, what we observe, what do we observe? And right in front of me, there's God's word, all right? And that's all the command that he has taught us. So we need to observe the commands. So a Christian being a salt and being a light on this dark world, and how do you shine? And how do you shine? How do you show God's glory? And you show God's glory by being different. By being different from the value of this earth. Okay, it doesn't mean that all the value are bad, but it's mixed, right? So we're being the glory of God by obeying his command and walk in his light, and people see that, yes, you are different. Okay, the love you have is a true love. It's not fake. So, and that's what Jesus Christ has commanded us to do. Finally, there's a promise. What's the promise about? The promise says, lo, okay, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. God with you always? We couldn't even see him. How could he be with you? And that's the Holy Spirit comes in. Everybody that received Jesus Christ as your Savior, and within you, there is a precious spirit there, and it's called Holy Spirit. Okay, so the Holy Spirit will reside in you and direct you what your life should be. How do you make your decision, right? So it's not something abstract. Okay, the Holy Spirit, through the clear written of God's word in the Bible, is going to direct you how to walk your Christian life. Okay, so God has prepared everything for us to live on this earth until we see him. And you see, finally, they say, you know, this world will not go on forever. Say it again. This world will not go on forever because till the what of the world? Till the end of the world. So for those that were trying to accumulate a lot of things on this earth, and this earth will no longer exist. Okay, when Jesus Christ come back the second time, he came the first time, as I said, 2,000 years ago for salvation. And when he come the second time, he promised he will come, and nobody knows what's the date for the time he will come. But he said he will come, and he will come as the ruler of this earth. Okay, this earth. So we're going to talk about more about when you continue coming to here. So, On this great commandment that he teaches us, that, you know, what we should do of being a Christian after you receive him. So today, that we're celebrating resurrection, okay? And the meaning of the baptism is actually closely related and tied to Jesus Christ's resurrection, okay? So let me talk about the meaning. The first one is that baptized by water and baptized by Holy Spirit, right? The second command is saying you need to go to baptizing everybody that who profess their faith in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Okay, now today we're performing baptism by water. Okay, it has the meaning by itself. But before those people who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and the Savior in their life, and you have to be baptized by Holy Spirit, okay? The Holy Spirit is really give you the salvation, is the so-called something in your heart that being a proof of your true Christian, okay? How can I get that precious Holy Spirit? It's very simple, right? The Bible tells us if you confess with your mouth, and also you believe truly in your heart, and you shall be saved. Okay, so that's how you get your Holy Spirit. But read that more carefully. Okay, that's in the book of Romans. The book of Romans say, you confess your mouth, there's something you confess on. What's that confess on? Okay, first that you confess that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Okay, we need to be saved from the sin, from the bondage of sin. sin will lead to death. And once you confess that, and Jesus Christ has the power over death. Okay, so that's what you confessed on with your mouth. And also, you believe that from the bottom of your heart, and Jesus Christ was raised by God the Father from death. Okay, it's evidence, it's the central belief of our Christians. Okay, it's authenticate God, Jesus Christ is the true God, have the power. Okay, no other belief system will give you such a promise, right? So this is great news. If you think about that, so when I talked to Cannon's family, I did bring up, what do we believe? And if you, from your heart, believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and he was raised from death by God the Father, just like, you know, today, this morning, 2,000 years ago, and from your heart, and you will receive that Holy Spirit. Okay, so at that time, you're baptized by Holy Spirit. And then the servant, baptized by Holy Spirit, you know, literally means that Holy Spirit does the work. Okay, nobody can do it. Okay, how about baptized by water? Okay, baptized by water is by servant of God, usually a pastor that will baptize people using the water here. Okay, what does the baptized water mean? Okay, the baptized water is actually, listen carefully, is a symbolic enactment of believers participate in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and the resurrection. Okay, so that's a symbolic enactment. So the word of baptism means immersion. You put in the water, right? But, you know, we don't have a facility here, so we're going to assemble water baptism. But in the summertime, if you like to receive Christ, we can baptize you in Manhattan Beach or in the river or somewhere there's a lot of water, right? But the meaning is more important than the real water here. The meaning is that it's a symbolic enactment of our participate in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and the resurrection. So in the Bible, he's talking about you come forward and publicly making the statement that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. It's just like a union is like a marriage, right? So marriage, the best example of marriage is a man and a woman that want to get married, and you cannot hiding under the cave saying, we're married, nobody else will know. You always come forward and let all the people that your loved one knows you are married, right? So that's a very similar, a public statement of your faith. And then second one is that union with Christ, which is the message today that, you know, you are symbolically died with Christ and being raised from death. And in hope for and have the true evidence that you will have that eternal life when Jesus Christ come back again. So, and that's the meaning of baptism. And also that the great commandment talk about that we need to obey God, right? Everything that he taught us that we'll obey. You have an earnest heart to follow Jesus Christ. So you intend to follow him. Follow him what? He has taught everything on the book here on the Bible. So that's the meaning of baptism. So today that our church is so blessed that God has continued adding people to our church. So we're going to do a baptism for Canon and Emily and Vincent. So before I do that, I just want to say a very touching story and myself that have heard and seen. Okay, why they want to come forward and someone has to do the work for them and with them. Aside from Holy Spirit and Canon's wife, and she passed away 6 months ago, 6 or 7 months ago. And she's a Christian. And she left a legacy of love and caring in the family. And he has led her family to Christ. About a week before she was received, she went to heaven with the Lord. And she called me. She said, Pastor, I have one wish. I know I'm weak now. I don't know which day I will see Lord, but make sure you follow up and take the gospel to Canon, to Emily and Vincent. I know this is most precious value that a person on earth can have, and everything else will fade away, but the promise of God will not. And she truly had this legacy of love at her weakest time, her on the bed, and she still think about her husband and her lovely dear children. And because the seed of sowing her love, and they're willing to come to church and willing to receive Lord as their Savior. And God has blessed this family tremendously. And you will know it as you walk through your life, and you will know the goodness and grace of our Lord. And dear friend, if you are here today and you have not received God as Jesus Christ as your Savior, think about the effort on this earth versus the promised in eternal life. And we are here to serve you. And that's the message today. So with that, I'd like to ask Canon and Emily and Vincent come forward. And also, Chen, would you just together?
Certificate and also a gift, which is God's word, is going to be the light of the life, and also the flower, which and our congregation has a gift to each one of them. So first, I'd like to ask Canon that do you believe there is one God, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit?
Okay.
And do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord of your life? And the third question, there's only three questions, no more. The third question is that what are you in your life that follow Jesus Christ to serve Him and to walk with Him? Okay. So I will baptize you.
In the name of the Father, and the Son,
and Holy Spirit, I will baptize you into a newness of life. Vincent, I ask you the same three questions. Do you believe there's only one God, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
And do you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Lord of life?
Yes, I trust Him.
Good. And third question, what in your life was your earnest effort to follow Him and serve Christ?
Okay. I'll baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit.
Emily, I'm going to ask you three questions. The first one, do you believe there's only one God, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I do.
Do you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord of your life?
Yes, I trust Him.
Good. And third question, will you in your life follow Him and earnestly with your effort and serve Him?
Yes, I will follow Him.
Great.
I will baptize you in the name of the Father, and
the Son and Holy Spirit. Be well. And finally, but not least, Chen Lu will welcome you to our church. I know you're already a Christian, and so I don't have to ask that three questions, right? So you have already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So the question is addressed to the whole congregation. The whole congregation, will you accept Chen as a new member of our church to help him and to encourage him, and we serve with the Lord all together for his glory?
Yes, I do.
You are in. Okay, so I ask Elder Liu to present the gift and the certificate of the baptism.
Welcome to your heart.
Okay, we're going to save the right hand of fellowship at the end of our service today. So if you, three of you, four of you can sit in the front row, okay? Just sit there front row. You know, we'll continue our service. And then at the end of service, I will have everybody come to have a right hand of fellowship with them. Okay, now we're going to sing a hymn together. But before we sing a hymn, I'd like to, everybody to bow the head. I'd like to pray for all four of them. Okay. Our dear family, Heavenly Father, we do like to come before you with our thanksgiving. And we thank you that you added our precious souls to our church. And today they have publicly professed that their faith in Jesus Christ. I know they're going to lead them in their life, that with your word and with your Holy Spirit. And we know that they're going to go through life with a lot of challenges and difficulties, and even go through the shadow of death. But you are with them. You give them no fear because your hands always touch them. And we pray for them that in their whole life, you'll be lead them as you protect them and keep them as they walk on this earth for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, so I'd like everybody, we sit for 15 minutes, you stand. We're going to sing a lovely hymn. Is there? Okay, Jesus Christ, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. And everyone that who come to the Lord, and you have companion, and that is Jesus Christ. And this hymn, and tell us that how precious such a friend is. Okay, let's all stand. If we can sing together in both Chinese and in English.
Thank you.
all that good friend with you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, have a seat. Okay, so back.